It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was so tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature
that love erases all the bitter tears on an empty dance hall. All those lonely nights when she never called, it just don't seem so tragic after all. With one good love, one good love, and that is hands, we're strong and fair, and our mama understands, because she's been there.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are not on the 44th floor at the moment. We are in Choices Bar and Grill on Cheyenne and Rainbow. It is the second half of the listener party.
It's been a pretty, amazing listener party so far.
Mad Mike is missing. I don't know where he's at.
He's MIA, sir.
But I'm learning that we can still do the show without him.
How are we going to do the show without him?
We do it all the time.
Good point.
Tonight, Mad Mike is unaware of the fact that he will eat a dill pickle.
No, you know what? I think he needs to eat four.
I got a jar of pickles. That's what he was supposed to eat at the last listener party.
There's no way around it. He has to do it no matter what tonight.
I think when Mad Mike walks into the bar, everybody starts chanting, pickles, 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 pickles.
I think people will be chanting about Stewart's pickle just the same, though.
No. No, we don't want to talk about that.
We want to talk about Stewart's pickle.
We did Showbus of the Stars tonight. I do have to say that it was fantastic.
It was a great success.
Yeah. Well, closer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like
testing.
That.
We good here? My bad, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantastic. Everywhere we go mobile, we find Chris Reject.
Hi.
Chris Reject is here. He was not a part of the Showbus.
No, unfortunately, I had mayoral duties. Even though I'm not running for mayor anymore, but I had some mayoral... I can't even say that word.
You can't even say it.
Mayoral. There you go.
You just like the word because it has oral in the title.
What?
It is a little hard to hear each other in here, man. This Rock Band setup's fucking amazing.
And this stripper behind me is actually even better.
Right, that's my brother.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with Showbuzz of the Stars. It was packed. We were screaming at the top of our lungs. We had everybody's attention that was walking on the strip going, what the hell?
All the way from Fremont down to the Tropicana, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. Martin Andrew, of course, fantastic job as Rod Stewart.
We did have Marilyn Monroe also rising from the dead.
Not so fantastic.
You know,
she needed to be a little bit louder.
How do you follow an act like Martin Andrews, man?
Right. It's tough. But today here at the Rock and Comedy Show, we are doing a couple of rock band... Well, we're doing one major rock band contest, which is the Beatles Rock Band Competition. Your chance to see the Fab Four live at Planet Hollywood if you can put together the best Beatles rock band. And we're looking for unique names for the Beatle rock band, such as like Yellow Submarine or Strawberry Fields, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, sort of stuff.
Speaking of the Fab Four, when I went to see them... I turned to my girlfriend after they did the first song, and I'm like, why is the guy on the left playing the guitar with his arm around it instead of over it? She then turned to me and said, that's John Lennon. And I'm like, who's that? And she's like, you're dumb. So I
John Lennon, he was in charge of the Russian Revolution, wasn't he?
No, that was another Lennon.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to be mayor with that, huh?
No. No, you're not. So anyway, we've got the rock band competition, and we've got some tickets to Disneyland we're going to be giving away.
And I am going to compete in that, and I have the perfect song.
I'm winning it. I don't care what you
want.
We've
got the karaoke contest. Who can sing the best song from a Disney movie? So,
as opposed to anything else Disney.
Right. So we've got a lot of things happening. We're waiting for Mike. He's got about 5 more minutes, otherwise I'm going to start this thing without him. So
if Mike doesn't show up, you know, in the next 10 minutes, can we change it to, you know, Mad Chris?
Mad Chris?
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, this is the second time I've had to fill in for him, you know.
You know, Mad Mike is definitely, I'm kind of upset here. Where the hell is he at, man?
He, oh my God, the drums are on fire!
No.
It's a smoke machine.
No, Ziggy Marley just showed up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live right now on a webcam, kicking some ass. Glenn has got the webcam going.
Don't they know cameramen are supposed to be seen, not heard?
Yeah.
All right, we have a live stream now on a new stream. I just have to get somebody to post it on Facebook so people can tune in.
Check it out.
He just grabbed
my
hand.
Definitely.
Yeah. Randy's here. Randy.
Get in the fucking picture.
Randy. I don't know what my brother's
why
doing.
Why are we taking a picture?
Because we're fucking awesome.
That's true. Have you seen how sexy we all are?
Dude, we are so sexy, baby. Look, I'm going to just rub your ear. You like that, don't you? Yeah.
The flash works.
I hope everybody sees Crazy Jay molesting me.
Randy.
What's going on?
What'd you think of the show bus, man?
What'd you think of the show bus?
What'd you think of the show?
The bus was awesome, man. You guys... If you're listening to this and you were not on the bus, you missed out bad.
It was good, right?
You could have had, like, maybe at least 3 or 4 lap dances just on the regular bus itself, the top bus, the double-decker bus. Oh, yeah, Rod Stewart? Yeah, you could have gotten Rod.
Numerous ladies were grabbing the shit out of Rod Stewart's ass. Quite a fun time.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe Marilyn Monroe was kissing people.
You even gave him a squeeze.
I gave him a squeeze. He molested my girlfriend and definitely was all up in her triple D tits.
She was. He was all up in her business.
Oh, is that what I'm supposed to say on the air?
Yeah.
I believe Mad Mike might have even molested my girlfriend. Everybody's molesting my girlfriend.
Well, I molested
and here
Mad
she
Mike.
Is.
I molested Mad Mike.
And
sweetie, say hi to all the viewers out there.
Hello.
The viewers.
What did you think of the show bus?
It was fantastic.
What do you think? Tell somebody that missed out what they missed out on.
What they missed out on?
You missed out on the greatest party bus ever.
Was
right atop the strip, riding in style and partying like it's 1999.
But that's just us. We had people there that were not even from Vegas. They came down from Canada.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't believe that we made it down here that night.
Yeah.
We should always come down here. So they loved it.
Yeah.
Old couple who had no idea what they were getting in for, like partying and rocking out with
and had a great time.
Yeah, yeah, and the guy was from the Navy.
75-year-old couple
all
coming in there screaming at the top of their fucking lungs.
All singing Rod Stewart songs. It was fantastic.
It was. I believe they actually knew the Marilyn Monroe songs a little bit better than the Rod Stewart ones. More their era.
Hold on a second. I gotta.
It's a great night.
Signing?
You guys,
I gotta sign my brother's shirt here.
If you guys didn't make it out tonight, you guys messed up. Next time, if they do decide to do another party bus, you need to be on that bus because you have no idea. It was the best night on a strip that you can have legally.
Legally.
Well,
although definitely Vegas is known for its illegal forms of fun.
Right.
One thing I will say, though, Paris, California, May 1st? May 1st, Paris, California?
Possibly May 1st.
Possibly May 1st. We may change that date.
Mad Mike's brother is here.
Mad Mike's brother is here. I think I have to go and give the mic to him right now.
So,
hey, what's up, guys?
What was it like to have your first homosexuality experience on the bus?
Not very pleasant.
No, and the funny part is, he never stopped smiling.
No. No.
You take a look at Chan.
Where were you?
I was in the front of the bus, you were in the back of the bus, in the corner.
We have pictures and video.
Enjoying the growth.
Oh, we got pictures and video.
Homophobic motherfucker.
But, you know, we're going live on the we're live on the internet right now, which is kind of cool. So you can come down to Choices on Cheyenne and Rainbow and take part in some rock band and some karaoke shit. Again, we are giving away two tickets to Disneyland for the person that can sing the best Disney song. Yeah.
It's
right on.
It's unbelievable.
And we got some other tickets to give away. We got tickets to see Hypnosis Unleashed. Hey, Randy, Hypnosis Unleashed, you were there last week. You got hypnotized but didn't get to stay on stage.
So Michael Johns, what the fuck happened?
You were on Hypnosis Unleashed last week. We went to Hypnosis Unleashed.
I have like three people talking to me at the same time.
The Hypnosis Show, what happened?
Oh, Jesus. I went up on stage. And I left because I was so relaxed that I didn't hear them call my number. So I got off the stage, I sat back down in the front row, and I've never been relaxed, so relaxed in my life. I just sat there, and there was this one part where he's like, you just smoked the greatest weed joint in your life, and your throat's all dry. And my throat actually really got that dry. I'm just sitting there like an idiot. Everybody else is clapping, having a good time, and I was just relaxed, laying there, just, ah.
True or false, best sleep you ever had your entire life?
In my life, yes. My bed was like a marshmallow from hell, and it was nice and cozy.
Right. Fantastic. Awesome stuff.
So we are giving
are you going to partake in the Disneyland ticket giveaway?
I would love to.
All right.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, we do have someone running for mayor competing.
No, he's no longer running for mayor.
Oh, he's not an ex-mayor.
After his
candidate.
Last appearance on the Rotten Comedy Show,
they officially told him to fuck off.
I had to cancel my campaign after going on this show. Some things have come up very questionable that I don't want to affect my run.
Right.
So we have an ex-mayoral candidate.
But I am an ordained minister, so...
It looks as though we are grabbing some more people and bringing them over for some interviews.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stress enough, you all fucking missed out.
Here comes
the party.
Here comes John.
Here comes the token black guy.
Here comes token black guy John.
He is booking out his robot, dude. I'm not going to lie. It's not that good.
Here's John, the token black guy that was on the bus tonight, the double-decker bus.
John.
What did you think about this bus tonight?
Oh, there was a lot of white women, and I love them all.
John, I only have one question for you. How is Anna in bed?
I could have played with myself a little bit more, and, no, it was a bad situation. But I want to ask you, how was Anna in bed?
I'm in so much trouble. I've had over here.
I've had better.
You have better? I had better with a midget.
What?
Have you ever fucked a bag of beef jerky?
A bag of what?
I fucked a...
Have you ever fucked a bag of beef jerky?
No, I haven't.
That's what it's like.
He doesn't fuck chocolate.
I can tell you like this.
Twinkies,
you know what it's like?
Chocolate.
It's like throwing a canoe against the wall and just throwing a whole bunch of ham slices in it. It's like going to the shark reef and throwing your dick in the water. Oh, it gets better. So she was like, oh, you're Jay's friends now, so... What the fuck are you guys planning against me? And I'm like, nothing. And then she's like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm like, well, you know what? Don't fucking talk to me no more. And she's like, well, you wasn't good anyway. And I like, the last time I checked, you called me like fucking every day.
This is coming from the girl that said she watched so much fucking porn on the internet, she rubbed herself raw.
Is that the reason why our computer kept fucking up?
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you're looking for computer service, Guru Crew, or CyberKnightsQuarrelV.com, that happens to be something that I do.
Leave it to the few for the shameless plug.
If you need Windows 7, $20, bitches.
And I have a carpet cleaning business that is $99 for 3 rooms.
So you lay carpet. So are we shooting for the shag or the bare floor?
Does that mean I'm a lesbian?
I'm not going to say it to your husband right here. He's kind of big.
So, Ron...
If I lay carpet, I would be a lesbian.
Rhonda,
if I lay carpet.
What about your experience on Showbiz of the Stars tonight?
I was fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah?
Black.
Great time?
Yeah, I humped...
Lesbian girl telling me she likes dick, but she don't like what's attached to it.
Yeah? That sounds like Anna.
Hey... I feel kind of out of place. I'm the only black guy here, but
we'll change that.
And then we got Mario over here. Hey, it's Mario.
I'm gonna make you an offer and I can't refuse. Oh wait, no, an offer I can't refuse. See, it's a Monday night. I'm a little drunk. I can't really talk.
Yeah, he's never been this drunk on a Monday night.
Where is Mad Mike, anyways?
He's taking Yoko to work.
Can we officially call
Michael John? Michael John, do you owe me $50?
As a Gambino, though, I use my influence.
He's
to
taking
keep
Yoko
my house.
To work.
Oh, Yoko! I thought he was taking yoga.
Michael John does OJ $50.
Yeah,
I was there.
I love yoga.
Yeah.
When it comes to money, the Jew knows what's up.
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break and get this
what I love about yoga
with or
like
without Mad Mike.
Women.
Now, guys, the meaning behind this is when Mike walks in the door, we all start chanting really loud, pickles, 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 pickles. He will be eating pickles tonight.
Hold on. I'm really extremely distracted by your girlfriend's cleavage right now.
My girlfriend
right
is bending over behind me, and I have 3 different guys looking over my shoulder just to take a look at her triple D's. God, I love her so much. Aren't they fantastic?
So we'll,
we got another girl showing off some nice things.
We should keep that on.
And
because
a third
keep
now.
That live feed on with her cleavage. That
right
will get
there,
more viewers.
Take your hand away.
We need more viewers.
We're 20 years younger.
First off, let's talk about the devices that we brought out tonight to drink with, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy J's find.
Crazy J at the Deja Vu porn store.
That's right.
Walks in, sees a really big, what looks like I'd say cock pump, except there's like a plastic tube attached. So he
only rabbi would know what a cock pump
I
looks
would,
like.
Right?
Goes up. Well, he's Jewish.
Hey. Not on the air, sweetie. Shh. Walks up to the counter, take it from there.
I mean, this thing is badass. It's called the Party Tap. It holds 3.3 liters of alcohol, and it fucking works.
I'm drunk off of it.
I would like to say...
mixer in with his, it was pure alcohol.
It fucking was. You
mine was empty first.
I'm saying this for the record. I made the shit for me. I share it if you want it. If you don't like it, shut the fuck up.
No.
You had 2 other motherfucking choices, bitch.
Mine was empty
first. The first one I had was pure fucking cranberry juice. The second one I had was pure vodka.
Yeah?
Learn how to mix.
Yeah, why don't you learn how to mix?
And after that was pure.
Oh, baby, yeah!
And after
I hope
that
we have a video with that. That was so fucking hot.
That was hot. You have no idea how hot that was.
My girlfriend's titties almost popped out of hotness.
Until you see it in 3D, then you'll throw up.
Then it's gross.
Like the hooker, Anna, on the corner. corner there on the phone calling her pimp. That was pretty cool.
That was when I yelled that out. She's a yell, she's calling her pimp. Great stuff.
$100. She said no.
Yeah.
Just remember, here at the Rocking Comedy Show, if it's in stock, we have it.
That's right.
If it's in
that
stock?
Is the greatest sign ever. Right at the world's largest gift shop, there's that sign that says, if it's in stock, we have it.
I thought it said, if it sucks, we have it. So I took a picture of that. It turned out if it was stock.
Turns out to be even funnier.
The average viewer of the Rocking Comedy Show does not know how to read.
All
fantastic.
Right. It's, it's getting crazy in here, so let's get it started. We'll be back after this.
Bye-bye.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ah, you're finally back. What took so long?
Honey, you know how many shades of white paint they carry? 34.
So what'd you get?
Ultra premium puffy cloud white.
And that's going to match the dining room?
I have no idea.
Hey, it's white.
Like, there's another can in the car. I just want to sit down a sec.
Honey? Are you all right?
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke, and many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk, but it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
This week's episode, Rattlesnake at the Pond.
Oh, Johnny, skipping rocks at the pond sure is fun.
Hey, look, a moving stick.
That ain't a stick. That's a rattlesnake.
Sassy, we're in danger.
Good idea, Sassy. Go get Mr. Gunderson. You will in a second, but first you'd like to tell us something we may not know about animal shelters in the United States?
It's getting close, Sassy.
Approximately 8 million pets enter shelters each year, the majority of which are in shelters because of owner-related issues that the animals have no control over?
Sassy the rattlesnake! Save us, Sassy!
What, Sassy? You wish you were videotaping this? Sassy!
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Don't you worry what they tell themselves, 'cause you're always
are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here at Choices Pub, Cheyenne and Rainbow. We are having a great time. This listener party is an absolute success. From the show bus of the stars to being here. Drink specials, food specials. We have OMT, One More Time Entertainment, doing rock band karaoke. And Dave is currently up there singing right now. And there's still no sign of Mad Mike. So, I don't know what's going on. But we've got some Lady Gaga rock band going on right now. And everybody's having a good time.
And here comes Stuart doing the Macarena.
That's right. Now we, Rabbi, you're in my band. You're in my band. And we have actually named our band 10 Inches Maybe More.
I can barely hear you. It's so loud in here.
I said the name of our rock band is going to be called 10 Inches Maybe More.
I honestly might change it to 11 or 12 inches, maybe more.
Right.
I think we could get away with it, but we're playing it safe right now, just saying 10.
Exactly.
So.
But, awesome, dude. This is an awesome event, and I want to thank you because you helped me put this together. So,
oh, well,
you know
it was a pleasure, and fucking God, you know, a few hours of work for having this much fun. Definitely a well-done investment.
It is badass.
Fucking $5 chicken wings, man.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
Yeah, you really can't. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Choices, by the way, don't order the pizzas, but all the other food here, amazing. The pizzas are healthy. What bar serves healthy, organic pizzas?
It is pretty fantastic, gotta say. We are rocking out. Matt Mike, if he shows up, he's eating some fucking pickles.
I think for being late, we're going to shove him down his throat.
I think while he's eating the pickles, Dave and Doug should play Chariots of Fire.
I'd be down.
I think
that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's something that needs to be done. Something that needs definitely...
Stuart, you need to put the camera down.
He's fine. He can take a picture.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that your camera?
It's Randy's camera.
Oh, you're good. The thing is...
Now you've hurt his feelings.
I think I might have.
Randy told him to take pictures.
Oh. He's drunk. I was worried about a $500 camera.
No, you're fine. It is now.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, fuck Mike. I'm going to take his place right now.
We do have Matt Eric, the other half.
Yeah, Matt Eric.
Yes, this is E-Dub. What's up?
Who does call in from time to time. I don't know if they're calling our band next, but we got a pretty kick-ass band.
You know, for those of you that haven't purchased, by the way, the DVD on it, hilarious flatulence. And speaking of that right now, Crazy J, cover your nose. It's about to get real stinky up here.
You stand over there or something.
Oh, yeah, you're probably in
the DVD, buy it.
Hold on. We got our first Disney competition. All right. We're gonna check this out.
He looks like he's about to do a poetry reading.
I don't know where Mike is. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Chris Reject! Yeah! Woo!
I was just giving a gift. I have the DVD now with 100% more credits.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Everybody knows this song.
Oh, he's not doing Disney, so that's good. We weren't ready yet.
If only I had a guitarist behind me, I'd kick his ass, just like the Lehman Brothers.
You can fake it!
I do have a little bit of inside information of who's going to sing some Dizzy songs.
We've got some inside scoops. That's one of them right there.
I know.
That is our ex-future mayor of Las Vegas.
You know, I'd vote for him over Oscar Goodman any day. Is this mic going to extend? I think I got to go put it up to his mouth. Watch out, Eric, watch out.
About you now.
Oh, yeah!
But you're not.
A little taste.
Anyway, it is a lot of fun in here tonight, guys. We got some live web footage going on, and Glenn is putting together some more stuff for another DVD.
I can barely hear you. Talking about the future events we're going to be doing?
Yeah, no, I said Glenn is putting together more footage for a future DVD. He has filmed almost his entire listener party.
All right, if you like Almost Naked Males, definitely pick up the DVD.
I've already titled the DVD Stuart's Gone Wild.
And in all honesty, if only we can make half as much as those guys over there do.
What's up, guys?
We're getting a lighter out now for Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Randy.
Hello.
Sing the song.
I don't know the words anymore.
That's okay. I don't think
I got my lighter.
I hear you, man.
About you now.
He knew that one, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it's going to be like a duel. Oh.
Yes, all the roads that we're going there were winding.
I know this new song.
Yes, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
Blinding.
There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Join us at home, ladies and gentlemen.
I said maybe.
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 I might have just got some food.
And after all.
Oh, he's going for it. He is nailing it.
Come on, Whitney Houston, sing it.
All right, that was a little ear piercing there.
Maybe.
Anyway, this event's badass.
Either way, you know, for those of you that are not here and not attending these listener events, listener parties, whatever the hell they're called, I'm a little intoxicated. You're fucking missing out.
Yes, you are.
Like the third event we've done, Jay.
It's more than that.
Well, I mean that I've been.
You've been a part of it.
I've been three or four, and I have not had a single fucking time where I haven't had a great time.
When we tell you guys we're doing the party, come out. Even if you live in California, it's 4 hours away.
It's worth the fucking drive.
It's worth it. We're coming to California, hopefully May 1st.
Yeah, Paris, California, hopefully May 1st.
Hopefully May 1st.
I'm a good listener. I've been to all of them.
I'm thinking the road trip.
Almost.
I'm sorry.
Almost.
You fucking missed out!
I have a responsibility to go to school.
For what reason?
Why?
I have to get my education. Or I'm going to end up on the Rocky Comedy Show.
Oh,
fuck you!
You've already lost those Disney tickets, bitch.
Chris
Rejects! Yeah! We'll be back after this.
There are many wonders in the USA, the cities and the people, and Disney World, hooray. But coming back to Canada with joy the heart does ooze. Cause when you get to the border, you buy a bottle of booze. You buy a bottle of booze. You buy a bottle of booze. When you get to the border, you buy a bottle of booze. You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey!
You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey!
When you get to the border, you buy a bottle of booze. I was traveling with a gentleman who didn't like to drink. When we got to the border, I commenced to think. I said, do me a favor, and he did not refuse. When we got to the border, he bought me a bottle of booze. You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey!
You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey!
When you get to the border, you buy a bottle of booze.
You buy a bottle of booze.
Comedy act, touring through the states. You're playing hard in country bars, things aren't going great. A tight breaks up at the pool table, you run before your bros. But you call the tour successful and buy a bottle of booze. You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey!
You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey!
When you get to the border, you buy a bottle of booze.
You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey! You buy a bottle of booze.
Hey!
When you get to the border, you buy a bottle of booze.
The sad verse now.
A friend of mine came to me, his face awash in tears. For he could not afford the spirit that gave him cheer. I said, oh, stop your crying! I'll wash
away those blues. When I was at the border, I bought you a bottle of booze. You buy a bottle of booze. Hey, buy a bottle of booze. Hey, when you get to the border, you buy a bottle of booze. You buy a bottle of booze.
Entertainment Gossip Extra Edition. Well, Jennifer Lopez is back in the news thanks to the lackluster performance of her latest motion picture.
Today, the ever-existent Jennifer Lopez announced her engagement to the New York Knicks. I've always loved football, she explained.
Reporters swarmed the starlet on the set of her new film, Selena 2, Electric Boogaloo.
One woman harem, Jennifer Lopez, today announced her engagement to a bag of corn nuts. The pop starlet and the popular salty snack are scheduled to be wed this summer, and in an effort to maintain J-Lo's Jenny from the Block image, the wedding will be held in the men's room of an Arby's in Brooklyn and conducted by a crack-addicted pimp named Dr. Funkenstein.
What a pity, J-Lo, what a stank ho. Oh, how you been?
Who is Jennifer Lopez?
That's correct.
Skanky horse for 500.
I mean, what are you, Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez, with
Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez is devilish.
There's always room for J-Lo.
It's just in. Jennifer Lopez sucks.
Jennifer Lopez.
Hey, you're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Matt Mike is here. Matt Mike is in the building. I was just saying, I was letting them know Matt Mike was here.
Are we on?
I still can't hear you.
Invest in some headphones. I said invest in some headphones. Now I'm being dry humped by somebody that's not my brother. Anyway, so we're having a great time. Mike is finally here. Yay, what'd you think of Show Bus?
Soapboxes?
No, the Show Bus.
Oh, yeah, man, that was a blast. We had such a great time.
Yeah, it was fun. We packed that bus. It was good stuff. I don't know what's going on behind me.
You have spuds in your pants?
We're doing the show. What are you doing? Oh, okay. I don't know how long.
And we do
is.
Have men jumping on stage doing all sorts of provocative dancing.
Right.
Nice. I'm just going to pretend like I can hear what you guys are saying and just, like, agree. I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, it's nice. It's
right. Right. But, put him on mic.
Hey, man. Go ahead. Talk to us, man. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean?
So you saw the Ava Devine show?
Huh?
You saw the Ava Devine show on
no,
the webcam?
No, I've seen many, many Ava Devine
shows. We all have.
Yeah. When she has food production.
But on our show?
No, I didn't even hear that. I just found out about it, so I went on my phone, and I got to check it out when I get home.
Yeah. They unfortunately banned the webcams.
Oh,
Sorry?
We had webcams in the studio when she was in there, and they banned us.
Oh. Well, then I'm definitely going to have to check it out.
Are you talking about Aurora Snow's anal prep kit?
No, I was talking about Ava Devine banning our webcams.
Ava Devine...
as well. I'm not, you know, I know my point.
Yep. We've had them both on. We've had them both on.
You need to get Jenna Hayes. If you get Jenna Hayes, I will go to the freaking...
We go above and beyond for our listeners, so we will definitely book her within the next few weeks.
Yeah.
That is a guarantee.
I like it. So what else are you guys doing here tonight?
Giving away tickets. We got all kinds of stuff.
I see there a rock band contest.
We do. A Beatles rock band contest.
If it's guitar, I win.
Sweet.
Put a Beatle band together and you'll be fine.
I do, but I don't think I'm gonna do AC/DC in a minute.
All right, well, we'll check it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Free tickets
to Disneyland. It's not infancy. You have to do really good.
I can't promise, but I can try.
It's all about the showmanship.
I can't sing for a shit. I'm still going for it, all right?
Now,
so Disneyland, 2 free tickets. Whoever gives off the best show, I believe, takes it down.
No, just sings the best song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not much of a show because I'm still sober, but I might be able to sing it okay.
Get some drinks in you, man, and let's compete.
Maybe rock out some Aladdin.
Yeah.
Dave and Doug have the list, sign up, and get some Disneyland tickets.
I have to find out what song they I might do.
They got the book, man. Songs, get on
dude.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
So you gotta drink to sing Disney songs.
I gotta drink to sing
Disney
songs.
Yeah.
Do you drink tequila?
I know that is.
No, I drink Jaeger and beer.
Although Jaeger, of course, definitely something we like here on the Rock and Comedy Show.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, we've got down on some Jaeger.
Jaeger and Red Bull.
Yeah, I go straight Jaeger.
Oh.
I drink it straight.
That is a real man, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Kahlua and milk.
Kahlua and milk.
Yeah.
What?
I went to Iraq.
Huh?
I went to Iraq, and I shot people.
The Beatles rock band is you
but
put together a band and
straight.
Do some...
But
best I
person
shot
to put together
people.
A Beatles band...
Good point.
We're doing Beatles rock band. Wins tickets to see the Fab Four Live.
No, Fab Four Live.
Fab Four Live. At Planet Hollywood.
Sign up for anything. Sign up for all of it. We don't care.
So it's two white guys talking on the microphone.
Right.
I'm just here to notice the two white guys singing. They're talking.
Check it out.
Good.
There's a book right there.
This is a heavy ass microphone.
All right. We got another band up here.
Yeah.
See, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to personally know us to have fun at these listener parties.
Just come on down, man.
Have a great. You know, if you're hearing us on the live stream right now, get your asses down here.
Yeah.
A fucking blast.
That's what I'm saying.
Win some Disneyland tickets.
That's right. It looks like Mad EW is taking the drums.
Well, there's a nutsack on the drums.
Well, your brother.
Oh, yeah, my brother. Yeah, nutsack, that makes sense.
Stop.
What's weird is...
Stop.
He actually does have a hemorrhoid at this moment.
That's right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this.